This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Commercial real estate is where we go next, a sector of this economy, as we have been reporting the past couple of years, that is stressed. Just yesterday, Megan McCarty-Carino was telling us about the trend towards smaller office spaces and all the trickle-down effects of that. And then at the same time, building owners and would-be buyers are dealing with higher interest rates on commercial real estate loans. Both of those pressures are worrying lenders that have a lot of commercial real estate debt on their balance sheets. So Marketplace's Justin Ho made some calls.
Commercial real estate loans don't exactly work like mortgages. With those, a borrower usually locks in a fixed interest rate for 30 years. But commercial loans have to be renewed at new interest rates every 5 years or so.
And a lot of the loans that are on the books today were made when the rates were super low.
That's Dominic Miartan, CEO of Optus Bank in South Carolina. He says around 5 years ago, a lot of building owners thought interest rates were as low as they were going to get. So they bought new buildings or refinanced existing loans. That means a record amount of CRE debt will mature this year, according to the real estate data company TREP.
That's the scary thing, that bubble is coming.
Miartan says it's scary because borrowers might not be able to afford their payments at today's higher interest rates. Worst case scenario, a bank might have to foreclose. Miartan says that's not something lenders want to do.
It just really eats you up alive because it's destructive. That process destroys the value in the community, and it really sabotages the chances that that borrower, that customer you want to help, will recover.
So Miartan says he and lenders like him will be doing everything in their power to avoid foreclosures. Lenders and borrowers can tweak loans so they have more favorable terms. But Miartan says there are limits to how much banks can do.
If you're not doing it on market rate terms, your auditors and your loan review and your examiners, when they come to look at your portfolio, they're going to look at it really closely and see if you are essentially hiding troubled debt.
Last month, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation reminded banks to keep a tight rein on how they manage risk and keep a close eye on their borrowers' property values. Catherine Judge, a law professor at Columbia, says a big concern is whether banks can absorb the blow if some loans go bad.
Are they adequately setting aside sufficient reserve to cover the expected losses on those loans?
The Federal Reserve says delinquencies on commercial real estate loans have been rising over the last year. Judge says regulators are worried that if those delinquencies start turning into defaults,
then you're in a situation where you have some banks that did a lot of lending in the commercial real estate, and those are likely to be some of the smaller banks and some of the regional banks, where suddenly numerous loans in their portfolio are defaulting at the same time.
Some lenders don't have to worry about the weakest parts of the commercial real estate sector.
To be honest, I don't have any big office tower loans in my area. I mean, that just doesn't exist.
That's Brad Bolton, CEO of Community Spirit Bank, which serves customers in Northwest Alabama and Northeast Mississippi. Bolton says his bank's commercial real estate loans are mostly to local businesses, grocery stores, hardware stores, healthcare clinics, and those are doing okay.
Our economy's been pretty strong. Unemployment is still very low in the four counties that I primarily serve, so that all has a bearing on that.
Still, Bolton says his bank is being more diligent about ensuring that borrowers can handle higher interest rates. Nathan Rogge, the CEO of First Pacific Bank in Southern California, has been running a lot of stress tests on his borrowers, looking at what happens if rates rise even more, or if vacancies do.
If you underwrote an office building and it was 95% occupied, what happens when it's only 50% occupied?
Rogge says he's also been rethinking the types of new commercial real estate he's willing to lend for.
Like, I'm not going to be too excited to get into office space for new lending versus something else, light manufacturing, lab space, something like that.
That's because those kinds of properties, Rogge says, aren't suffering the same downturn that office space is. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.